One interesting thing for me is that, you know, over recent years we've had countless incidents where cattle and animal stock have become diseased, and they've had to be culled on, you know, they've had to be killed to stop the disease. I think, you know, that's also kind of a very important issue. Why are these animals becoming so diseased? Is it a sort of a sign that we're doing something wrong? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a scary one. I've lived in quite a few countries over the years, and every country that I've lived in has always been paranoid about the mad cow disease. So even in England, I lived in your country, in England, about 17 years ago, and there was concerns about it then. It was first propping up. And then, you know, in Asia now, all the Asian countries are worried about it. To be honest, I don't even give it any thought, you know. I mean, I hear about there's high levels of mercury in salmon. You shouldn't eat too much salmon. You have to worry about mad cow disease if you eat beef. I think you have to worry about other diseases with chicken. You know, they had the bird flu a little while ago. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't changed my eating patterns. Has it changed your eating patterns?
No, not particularly. I have to say that I do still eat meat. I had grilled chicken yesterday, and so, you know, like I said, it's very difficult to be all kind of morally high when you eat animals. One interesting thing is about animals that we select for captivity, like, you know, if they're not cute, or right. You know, it's like, it seems to be like it's the only the cute animals in the world that we care about.
Right.
You know, what about the ugly ones?
Right.
And this kind of gives you kind of, it's a bit warped, isn't it? It's not really truly kind of, you know, representative of the animal kingdom.
And there's definitely a bias towards animals, let's say, then versus insects. You don't hear about people like crusading against to save insects, cockroaches,
that's right, yeah.
Centipedes, spiders, whatever. And yeah, technically, that's a life form as well, right?
Yeah, no, you know, insects, they, you know, within ecosystems, they carry out very key roles, you know.
Right.
We're not fascinated with insects. In fact, most people have some sort of kind of repulsion towards insects.
Right.
So yeah, it's again, I guess it's kind of like, we choose to kind of make this kind of Disneyland of like animals of, you know, we have curiosity about the cute ones and the, you know, the ones that are able to do tricks and stuff, but you know, what about the other guys, you know?
Fair enough, man. Good point.